Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
I know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Hello, hello. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Barn Burner. I am your host, Bobby Tubular, a.k.a. Bobby the Badger Ferris, a.k.a. just plain old Bobby Ferris. It was a sad, sad day in rock and roll on Wednesday. Alex Chilton from the Box Tops and from Big Star passed on. And I think it left a lot of people that have been into kind of like cultish indie rock for a long time very sad, and quite the talent, always underappreciated. So we're going to get to a little Alex Chilton somewhere in the show. Happy belated St. Paddy's Day, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't really talked about it since my last show, but I hope everybody had a good one. I myself ended up going to the Army and Navy on Main Street for a couple with my buddy Pat Parker. And, yeah, we tore the place up. It was fun. So I'm going to play a couple of Irish tracks today, too, in honor of St. Patrick's Day. Let's start things off with one of my favorite bands from Ireland. This is The Stiff Little Fingers.
Yeah. As I look back on a love so sweet, now I cry like a baby. Every road is a lonely street, I cry like a baby. I know now that you're not a plaything, not a toy or a puppet on a string. Today we passed on the street.
As promised, we had some Alex Chilton on the Box Tops, crying like a baby. R.I.P. Alex Chilton, you made some great music. Before that, my little mini tribute to St. Paddy's Day. We had The Undertones, Teenage Kicks, Them with Mystic Eyes. Sorry about that, folks. It was in mono, so I had to fiddle around until I got the right levels on that one. And, of course, Stiff Little Fingers. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I am Bobby the Badger Ferris. I'm brought to you every once till 2 o'clock by Lifetime Clothing. Yes, the Lifetime pop-up shop is still at 354 Water Street in Gastown. Come check it out. There is a draw still for winning Japan Droids tickets on April 31st. So go buy some stuff and put your name in the ballot box. And I think there's still about 5 pairs up for grabs. So head on down there, say hi to my buddy Oren. Lord knows he gets a little bored during the afternoon, so just go and check him out and say hi. I'm feeling fairly garagey today, I've decided, especially on the UK side of things. So we're going to play some new garage rock from Great Britain. This fellow used to play with the immortal Billy Childish. His name is Graham Day. His new band is the Gaolers, and this song is I Wanna Smoke. And you are listening to The Barn Burner on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Rock and roll, ladies and gentlemen.
hats.
Oh, the hats, guys. Oh, the hats. That's funny.
The 10th Anniversary Vancouver International Dance Festival is taking place March 12th to March 21st at the Vancouver Playhouse and Roundhouse venues. The 2010 lineup includes Vancouver companies Mascal Dance, Kokoro Dance, Flamenco Rosario, and Out Inner Space. Ontario's Toronto Dance Theatre, Taiwan's Lafa and Artists, Denmark's Kit Johnson, New Zealand's Black Grace and Bill Crutchmaster Shannon, Michael Sakamoto, and Evidence from the United States. The 10th Anniversary Vancouver International Dance Festival. March 12th to March 21st at the Vancouver Playhouse and Roundhouse venues. Tickets are available at 604-662-4966 or online at vidf.ca.
Down at the club where the cut price drink is flowing. Keith and his camera get the schoolgirls going. With pictures, pictures scattered around. Pictures. Pictures scattered around, pictures, such a terrible sound inside his mind.
All right, you got me. That wasn't British. That was the Gruesomes from right here in Canada. But sure sound a lot like that classic British stuff, don't they? So guess what? They're making the list. And so will a couple other bands from Canada and the US today that I think have been influenced by the classic big beat British invasion sound that invaded this continent back in the 60s. This man coming up is British. This is the immortal Billy Childish. You are listening to the Barn Burner and Bobby the Badger Ferris in a particularly garagey mood today. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
All right, that was The Heavy, ladies and gentlemen. And they are from the UK. Kind of a garage-backed Curtis Mayfield. So I've heard live, especially. Those guys are awesome. Before we had the Gruesomes on, we had the Len Price 3 and we had the Stabilizers, both on Wicked Cool Records. My program manager just walked in here and said if I had the album. And actually, no, I was just playing their single from their MySpace page. And because I find that Wicked Cool albums from the record label, Wicked Cool, are very hard to find in Vancouver. So if anybody can tell me where to get them in town, let me know. Call in. Actually, yeah, here we go. The call-in number, as you know, fans of the Barn Burner, is 604-822-2487. That's right. It's 604-822-2487. 604-UBC-CITR. All right. Coming up, I'm going to play a song that is probably one of my favorite intros ever from a song coming out of the UK. This man actually was a transplant to Canada for the longest time and stayed here and made Canada his adopted home. But he did start off as kind of a skiffle rocker in the UK. This is Long John Baldry. The name of the track is Don't Try to Lay No Boogie Woogie on the King of Rock and Roll.
You know, I remember a few years ago, some funny things used to happen to me about 1956, 57. At that time, there was no blues scene or not really any kind of scene in London. And I used to go out and play my guitar in the streets and sing things with a passing the hat round. I remember one particular night, I was playing my guitar in a little alleyway just off of Water Street in Soho, and I got busted by the police. And this policeman came up and dragged me and my guitar and my hat full of pennies off to the police station. Anyway, the next day, I had to appear in Marlborough Street Police Court. And it was quite a day. Police officer giving his evidence. I was proceeding in a southerly direction, my lord, when I heard strange sounds coming from a Wardour Place, my lord. A sort of boogie-woogie music was being played. On further investigation, I saw the defendant standing there with a guitar and an old hat on the floor collecting pennies. Well, I decided that he was contravening a breach of the peace there, as there was a traffic jam about 5 miles long down Wardour Street, wondering what all the fuss was about. So then I arrested the defendant. Just one moment, officer. What is this boogie-woogie music you're talking about? Oh, well, my lord, said the officer, getting out his notebook, obviously been doing up his homework, is a kind of jazz rhythm music peculiar to the American Negro. Oh, what was the defendant doing playing this kind of music there in Wardour Street? Anyway, I got off with a caution, a year's conditional discharge. But I'll always remember that policeman and his boogie-woogie. So don't try to lay no boogie-woogie on the King of Rock and Roll. Don't tell me none and no lies, a woman.
together, we chillin', dust it out. And if you feel that you just can't dig it, you know you don't know what it's all about. It ain't a matter of power convince that's gonna justify your soul.
CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Thank you.
Well, geez, that was obviously the Kinks with I Need You. If that wasn't getting you moving on a Friday, then you need to drink some more coffee or something like that. Coming up, a band from, actually, I was just talking to my music director, and it's not, they're not from Cleveland, they're from Syracuse, New York. But for some reason, to me, they sound like an Ohio band. I don't know, it's just something about them. Mixed in with a little bit of UK garage. These guys are called the Penetrators, and they're on, they were in the late 70s, early 80s on Swami Records. This track is called Shopping Bag on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. That noisy rampage was the Lurkers from London, England. The Lurkers formed in 1977 and were one of the first generation punk rock acts over there. And that track was called Go, Go, Go. The next song I'm going to play used to be in a band called The Hypnotics, kind of garage saviors in the UK in the early 90s. His name is Jim Jones, and he's gone on to form the Jim Jones Review. This next track is called The Princess and the Frog. And you're tuned in to the Barn Burner from 1 till 2 o'clock on Fridays. I'm your host, Bobby the Badger Ferris, brought to you by Lifetime Clothing and the Lifetime Pop-Up Shop on 354 Water Street, right above one of a few boutique. Come down and say hi. Lots of nice clothes in the men's and ladies' department. Spring line's all out. Spring has sprung. The grass is riz. And we're giving away Japandroids tickets. 5 sets of them. So get your butts down there and enter and pick up some nice threads while you're at it. Without further ado, here we have the Jim Jones Review on the Barn Burner, CITR 101.9 FM. Hey, buds.
Growing in my head.